T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are here once again in the Diocese of Buffalo to discuss the ongoing negligent mismanagement of the affairs of this diocese relative to clergy sexual abuse. But as my sign says on the front of the podium, free at last. And we're free at last. We victims, we advocates, we are free at last because government officials have stepped in and have investigated and concluded that what occurred here was absolutely outrageous in this Diocese of Buffalo, not just with Bishop Malone or Bishop Grosch or even Bishop Scharfenberger, but for decades and decades and decades before that, with Bishop Kimmick and Bishop Head and Bishop Mansell. And this report from Attorney General Letitia James outlines what we have known for decades, that the church refuses to take accountability for its actions and to reform its actions, because we're still here in 2020, we're still experiencing the same kind of behaviors. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And if you look at the statement that came out of Mr. Tucker last night out of the diocese, they continue to use the same words. Oh, we have zero tolerance for anybody who sexually abuses a child here in the Diocese of Buffalo. Well, we know that that is not true. And Letitia James, the Attorney General of the state, took 218 pages to describe how that statement is not true. There was never zero tolerance. There was never effective investigation. There was never management by the diocese to really discipline pedophile clergymen. We hear the word unassignable that the diocese used when they talked about priests who may have been removed. We see the code words, if you remember from the Spotlight movie from the Boston Archdiocese, out of service, they used to use, or on retirement. They would use all kinds of code words to describe these priests that they were hiding, continuing to pay, continuing to assign to churches to make children more vulnerable to sexual abuse. And so we are very glad this day that Attorney General Letitia James has claimed that she will enact measures now that hopefully will hold this diocese accountable. Things like a five-year probation period where the Attorney General will watch very closely. Restitution by Bishop Malone and Bishop Grosch. Now, unfortunately, we still don't have any criminal allegations or criminal indictments against these folks or any folks in the church, but I think that's going to be next, because Letitia James can look at the state of New York, not just the Diocese of Buffalo, and find in practically every diocese there were bishops who were either negligent or pedophiles. In Rockville Center, for example, we have a former bishop who is accused of abuse. Cardinal Dolan right now refuses to remove Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio of Brooklyn, even though he has two allegations of sexual abuse against him when he was a young priest in New Jersey. We have Bishop Howard Hubbard in Albany, who has removed himself from ministry because he has allegations against him. So if you look across the state of New York, not just the Diocese of Buffalo, Letitia James can do an investigation of every diocese and come up with the same MO. How do we know? Because in 2002, when the bishops gathered in Dallas and said, our church is in grave crisis, we're going to come up with policies and procedures that will end all of this. And they came up with the Dallas Charter. And guess what? As Letitia James says in this report, in 2018, the bishops here in Buffalo and the bishops across the country came up with a new set of policies and procedures that basically claimed that we didn't do anything since 2002 to change anything. And in 2019, Bishop Malone ended up resigning because he knew that he didn't do anything in this diocese to really protect the children. So today I am thrilled for the victims. They are free at last. Free at last of what? Well, of being called liars, of being told that they were making it up, of being told that they must have bad memories, that being told that a priest would never do something like that to a child. Well, the victims here in Buffalo, I feel great today for, because they are free at last. They're free at last from the lies and the cover-ups and all of the lack of transparency that occurred here over many, many decades. And now I'll ask Mr. Garabedian to say some words.
Thank you. I'm Attorney Mitchell Garabedian. I represent more than 36 courageous victims of clergy sexual abuse within the Diocese of Buffalo. First of all, I'd like to praise Attorney General Letitia James for filing this lawsuit. And it is a part of the healing process for victims to have the allegations set forth, which she set forth in the complaint. It helped victims try to heal and gain a degree of closure, because it helps victims realize that they were not at fault and they are to be believed. Hopefully, this complaint will trigger other complaints in the state of New York, throughout the diocese and archdiocese of New York, so that other claims can be brought, because we know, as history has taught us, and I've been representing victims of clergy sexual abuse in Boston and elsewhere around the world for more than 25 years, that church practices cover-up. The allegations set forth in this complaint indicate that the church has not changed its ways, despite both Estes and other statements by Pope Francis, that the church is still practicing the cover-up of the wholesale sexual abuse of children. The church is more concerned about its financial well-being and its image than protecting children. This complaint not only helps victims, but it indicates how the Diocese of Buffalo has duped parishioners into giving money to the church by misrepresenting what it has done to protect innocent children from the wholesale sexual abuse of children, from the wholesale sexual abuse of pedophile priests, I'm sorry. What is very important in this complaint is the stated need for independent oversight of the Diocese of Buffalo. We've heard time and again where the Diocese of Buffalo or other dioceses have hired independent investigators to investigate the diocese, when in fact those investigators are not truly independent because they're being paid by the diocese. Here, We have a truly independent investigation, which is unique. That independent investigation is being run by the Attorney General, who is not being paid by the Diocese of Buffalo. Unfortunately, this has happened time and again. The cover-up has happened time and again. And as we're speaking right now,
the cover-up is happening throughout the world and with the Diocese of Buffalo. The Diocese of Buffalo has not changed its ways, and despite Bishop Malone's statements in the past, he is part of the problem, and it's extremely encouraging to victims that the Attorney General, an independent investigator, has decided to take this giant step forward to help clergy sexual abuse victims. Thank you.
Any questions? The tipping point throughout most of these investigations or allegations have to do with the secret archives. If we remember in Boston, when Cardinal Bernard Law refused to turn over all the secret files, Mr. Garibedi and others had to go to court. And finally, a judge in Worcester told the archdiocese they must reveal them. And that began the incredible amount of writing that the Boston Globe did over these cases. And the secret archives are the key. We need to see the documents, and I'm sure Mr. Garibedi has much more to say about that than I do.
Well, in Boston, the judge ordered the production of the secret files and the secret and the files of pedophile priests, and we received thousands of documents. There is no doubt in my mind, once the documents are revealed, the secret files are revealed, and the personnel files are revealed in the Diocese of Buffalo, we are going to see thousands of pages of documents with endless examples of cover-up by supervisors at various points in time over the course of decades upon decades. What we will read, what we will see, is going to be shocking, as it always is, but there will be an enormous amount of cover-up. And don't forget, Bishop Malone earned his stripes in Boston under Cardinal Bernard Law, who was part of the cover-up in Boston. So I have no reason to doubt that Bishop Malone has practiced that cover-up along with other bishops in the Diocese of Buffalo.
For example, in the Diocese of Buffalo here, Siobhan O'Connor, as we know, found secret files in a vacuum closet. Now, the diocese is either incompetent, or it's negligent, or it's covering up, or it's everything. It's all of those. And when a diocese is dealing with documents regarding child sex abuse and putting them in a closet with a vacuum cleaner, well, we don't have any trust in anything that the diocese can do. That's why we need to have these outside agencies like attorneys general come in and do investigations. So Attorney General James hopefully will get access to all of those files. In fact, she says even in this report, I believe, she didn't get all of the files that they were expecting to get. And I think they're going to continue to look for them. But the church is famous for turning over certain things and not other things. The church, there is no reason to trust the church in any way, shape, or form relative to transparency. Well, my understanding is that every state has its own rules and regulations relative to grand jury investigations. In this state, evidently, Governor Cuomo is the person that she has to go to who can give her the okay to commence a grand jury investigation. Now, in Pennsylvania, that was not the case. Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, was able to commence a grand jury himself. New Jersey, I believe, is also similar to New York, that it takes the attorney general to go to the governor, and then that's my understanding. But Mr. Garabedian may have more enlightenment on that.
Well, it is my understanding in the state of New York that the governor has to give the okay to proceed with a criminal matter. But keep in mind, this civil suit was just filed, and as the evidence unfolds, as the evidence is revealed, the governor, the attorney general and the governor may decide that a criminal action is necessary. So please do not rule that out. There is no doubt in my mind that all of the defendants in this lawsuit are now consulting with criminal lawyers in order to protect themselves. I'm talking about Bishop Malone, Bishop Gross, and Apostolic Administrator Schaffenberger. There's no doubt in my mind they're meeting with criminal lawyers as we speak or this week to make sure that they're protected, because they are deeply concerned about a criminal action being brought. They have to be, given the description of the allegations in this complaint.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.